Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Well, it's lovely to have you along. We trust that the Lord will bless you as you listen to the Word of God today. We're going to begin with a word of prayer, please, so let's come before the throne of grace. Eternal God and loving Heavenly Father, we approach Thy throne with reverence, acknowledging that Thou art the true and living God. We thank Thee and praise Thee for who Thou art, and we thank Thee for Thy salvation. We realize that we are not deserving of it. We realize that we have so often sinned against Thee and broken Thy law. But, O God, as we approach Thy throne today, we thank Thee that there is mercy, there is love, there is grace, because the blood was shed upon Mount Calvary. And, Lord, we ask that Thou bless the Christian today, encourage them in their most holy faith. And, Father, we pray for those that are listening in that maybe as yet haven't trusted Thee as Lord and Savior. O God, show them they must repent and believe the gospel. We leave these things before Thee. We ask for help, even in the worship of Thy holy name. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're turning in the Word of God together, please, to the book of Amos, one of the minor prophets toward the end of the Old Testament. Amos chapter 4. We're going to begin our reading at the verse 6. And we're going to read through to the end of the chapter, the end of the verse 13. Amos chapter 4, beginning our reading at the verse 6. And the Word of God states, "And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also I have withholden the rain from you, when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew, when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased, the palmer worm devoured them, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of your camps to come up unto your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For, lo, he that formeth the mountains, and createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. We trust the Lord will bless his word, reading of it to each of our hearts. Now we're going to sing a hymn of challenge. What think ye of Christ is the test. Now we're turning in the Word of God once again, please, to Amos chapter 4. And we're going to be focusing upon a phrase that is found in the verse 12. Amos chapter 4 in the verse 12, it says at the end of that verse, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Prepare to meet thy God. That is our text, and it's also our title. It's something that if maybe you take no heed to whatever I say today, I want you to remember this. Prepare to meet thy God. Now, Amos is preaching and prophesying just before the Babylonian captivity. And there's much prosperity in the land at this time. And with the prosperity came much sinful living. And the people of Israel, they were living for the vices of the day. They were living for all that the world had to offer. And because their prosperity had somewhat fulfilled their need in that time, they'd forgotten all about their God and turned to their sin and dismissed the Lord entirely. And Amos had the singular task of preaching this message of repentance to them. Amos was a repentance preacher, which isn't always popular in previous generations or in this generation. But Amos preached repentance, and he also preached God's judgment upon them and God's judgment to come. Now we find before the Jewish people were taken into slavery in the land of Babylon, we find that the Lord gave them, we could say, many judgments as a warning to turn back unto him. We find some of these judgments listed. Look at the verse 6. We find it reads about famine. It says, I gave you want of bread in all your places. So there was famine at the time. And yes, we find there that still they didn't turn unto the Lord. Look at the verse 7. It says, I have withholden the rain from you. And it goes on in great detail to say how whole cities had to flee into another city just to get a drop of water. We read about another judgment in the verse 9, blasting and mildew, or it can also be known as scorching, or this clammy dew, affecting the harvest, affecting the crops. Then look at the verse 10. It says, I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. What's pestilence? Well, this globe knows exactly what a pestilence is by now with the coronavirus, do we not? A pestilence is an epidemic of disease. This is what was going on in the nation at the time. And we find that the Lord is listing here through the prophet Amos all of the many judgments that have come down upon the people. And how sad it is that we read at the end of the verse 6 these words, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Then the verse 7, we read again this same truth, that they haven't returned unto the Lord. Then we read again in the verse 8, look what it says, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Look at the verse 9, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Verse 10, it says at the end, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Verse 11, then it says, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And we could say that our text in the verse 12 is almost the final warning. The final warning from Almighty God through the prophet of God. He's saying, therefore, because you've ignored these judgments and because you have refused time and time and time again to return unto me, he says in the verse 12, therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, because judgment's coming, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Listen, beloved, the Lord has given us judgments time and time and time again. The Lord gives us all warnings in the gospel. But I ask you, beloved, could the Lord say of you, yet have ye not returned unto me? Oh, beloved, heed this preacher's final warning, maybe to your soul, prepare to meet thy God. I want you to note five very short questions. Now, most of you will have heard when you're in school the questions you are to ask of any text. Very simply, who, what, where, why, and how. And that's what we're going to ask today concerning this final warning. Number one, what to prepare? Well, look what it says. Prepare to meet thy God. Oh, what a fearful thing this is. Prepare to meet the Creator. Prepare to meet the Sovereign. Prepare to meet the Triune Almighty Jehovah God. And we find a description of him in the verse 13. It says, for lo, he that formeth the mountains You think of the beauty and the structure and the awe that a mountain holds us in. But he created them and createth the wind, that which is invisible, but often causes such damage, the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought. He even knows what you're thinking right now. Look what it says in the verse 13. That maketh the morning darkness and treadeth upon the high places of the earth. Oh, this God of ours, he's powerful. And then he declares his name. The Lord, the God of hosts is his name. Who are we preparing to meet? Are we preparing to meet another man? Are we preparing to meet just some character that will give us a slap on the wrist? Oh no, my friend, we're preparing to meet God. Prepare to meet thy God. What a fearful thing that is if you're not right with him yet. If you've still been offending him. But then, not only what to prepare. Number two, who needs to prepare? Who needs to prepare? Well, it says here, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Amos is preaching to Israel at the time. But as a preacher of the gospel, I would submit that this message is for you as well. It's for my heart as well. Prepare to meet thy God. If you're in earshot of this, you need to prepare. Why? Because we are sinners. Because we have all offended a holy God. We read in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've sinned, we've fallen short of his commandments, which are the Ten Commandments found in Exodus chapter 20. We have fallen short of his standards. And then we read, because of our sin, because of our lawlessness, because of our disobedience against the God that we do have to meet one day. We read in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. Wow. Isn't that serious? Isn't that solemn? Isn't that scary, my friend? You fancy meeting God in your sin? I certainly don't. But praise God, there is hope. And that's why we have this final warning. The Lord desires that you prepare. He wants you to be right with him. He wants you to be saved. And that's why he gives this warning. Otherwise, he wouldn't warn at all, would he? A warning only comes from a loving heart. And he says, prepare to meet thy God. Because it is a fearful thing to stand before the Almighty in your sin. But then we find not only what to prepare, who needs to prepare. So we're going to meet God and we're all going to do it because we're all sinners. And then thirdly, we ask, why prepare? Why prepare? Well, is it that important, preacher? Is it really something I need to do? Is it really something that important? Why prepare? Because judgment is coming. You say, oh, well, preacher, Amos was talking about the Jewish people. He was talking about the Babylonian captivity. Surely there's no judgment for me this year. Oh, right now. No, there can't be any judgment for me, is there? Well, if you have a copy of God's Word, I would encourage you to turn to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9 and the verse 27 very clearly outlines the fact that there is a judgment for us all. And it says there, as it is appointed unto men once to die. You will die. I will die. Sounds like a morbid thought, but one day, if the Lord tarries, I will be 6 foot under in a graveyard somewhere. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. You see, it doesn't just end at the grave. Oh no, we will stand before God. There is going to be a judgment. We will give account of ourselves. And this is why we need to prepare. Are you ready for that court date? Are you ready for that judgment bar? Are you ready to stand before the Almighty? And I tell you, beloved, you will only stand before him in one of two capacities. You will either stand before him as a sinner, or you'll stand before him as saved. So which will it be? Which will it be? Will you stand before him still in your rags of sin and shame? Will you stand before him still being rebellious and still offending him and still rejecting his offer of mercy and salvation? Will you stand before him laughing and as such saying, I don't need your salvation? Or, beloved, will you stand before him in repentance and acknowledging that I can't get to heaven on my own, I can't save myself, I need the blood of Jesus Christ to wash away every sin and stain? Which will it be? Will you stand before God as a sinner, or will you stand before God as saved? Because you will stand before him. All of us will give an account of ourselves, the scriptures tell us. So it's just a matter of, will you prepare for that date? Will you prepare for that time? Now you may say, well, preacher, I'll prepare at a later date. I'll prepare on my deathbed, maybe. That's not good enough. The scriptures say it is time to seek the Lord. You need to get right with God now, because there's no assurance that you'll live tomorrow. So, why prepare? Why prepare? Because judgment is coming, one way or another. But then number four, where to prepare? Where to prepare? See, you say, well, preach, okay, I admit, I need to be saved. I need to prepare. I need to get right with God. I've offended him for too long. I've stayed in my sin for too long. But preacher, where do I prepare? You prepare at a place called Calvary. You see, beloved, 2,000 years ago, oh, what a wonderful day it was. It was a dark day. Oh, it was a day when the powers of hell were coming against the Lord Jesus Christ, but it was a wonderful day as well. Because 2,000 years ago at a place called Mount Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ fought the greatest battle that has ever been known, and he won. You see, my friend, he took nails in his hands, and he took scourgings upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his brow. And the Lord Jesus Christ hung there in agonies, and as the precious blood, the blood of the God-man, was shed, we find that it wasn't just physical agonies. You may ask, well, what was the difference about Christ on the cross and the two thieves either side of him? I'll tell you what the difference was. Because on that cross, darkness fell across the face of the earth, and at that moment, the wrath of God fell down upon his very soul and literally crushed his soul into the dust to the extent that he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he did it all for us so that we could prepare, so that we could be saved, so that we could be right with the Almighty. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. But then I want you to note with me the fifth question from this verse. How to prepare? Now we've noted what to prepare. We're preparing to meet God. Who needs to prepare? Sinners need to prepare. Why prepare? Because judgment's coming. Where to prepare? Calvary, where the shed blood was coming out of his open wounds. But number five, how to prepare? Okay, I'm stood at Calvary. I want to get right with God. I want the blood of Jesus Christ to wash away all of my sins. How do I do that? Well, the scriptures say, repent ye and believe the gospel. It's that simple. I know it's that simple. Maybe you're listening and you say, well, preacher, isn't it too easy? Isn't it too simple? Isn't there something more I need to do? Isn't there something else? Maybe church attendance, maybe helping charities, maybe being a good person, maybe being a kind neighbor. Will all of these things get me into heaven? No, beloved. The scriptures say in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Thank God for that. Because if it was of works, we wouldn't be able to make it. But the simplicity of the gospel is this. Repent ye and believe the gospel. You ask, what does that word repent mean? It means turn. Simply turn. A U-turn. Come away from your sin. Ask for forgiveness of your sin. And then believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there was once a jailer, a hard man, a rough man, a sinful man, I believe, in Acts chapter 16. And he came right to his wit's end, we could say. In fact, he was on the verge of suicide. And yet he could cry out, what must I do to be saved? And a preacher of the gospel named Paul had the privilege of saying, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Thank God I can say the same thing to your soul today, my sinner friend. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's how you prepare. That's how you get off the road to hell. That's how you're ready for the judgment. That's how you can stand before God, knowing that no longer God is wrath and angry with you, but God is willing to show His mercy and His love and His kindness and His grace and lavish all of His loving kindness upon you. Oh, beloved, understand this. The Lord is not willing that any should perish. He wants you to come right now. So as a preacher of the word, I say to you, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. That's all you've got to do. I can't save you. The Free Presbyterian Church can't save you. No church, no minister, nobody can save you. Only Jesus Christ. So I ask you, why do you wait? Why not run to Him? Why not flee to Him? This is what our text is saying. Prepare to meet thy God. And when you say, what do I need to prepare? You're preparing to meet the Almighty, the Sovereign. And you must do it because you're a sinner and you've offended Him. You have offended the Creator that made you. And judgment is coming because of that offense and because of that lawlessness. But praise God, He made a way. He made a way at Calvary. The blood was shed. The Lord took our agonies as He bore our sin upon His own body on the tree. Oh, what a wonderful Savior He is. And as He bore our sin on His own body on the tree, that then made a way for us so that we could be redeemed, so that we could be saved through the blood washing away our sin. And you say, once again, how, preacher, how? How do I get saved? Repent. Oh, beloved, I can't stress it enough. If I could drag you into heaven, I would. But I can't. So I plead with your soul, repent and believe the gospel. Prepare to meet thy God. Let's all bow in a word of prayer, please. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have a solemn warning before us. Prepare to meet thy God. We pray that sinners may heed the word. We pray that sinners may heed the message, that they would come, that they would repent, that they would trust Thee. Oh God, Thou knowest we long for souls to be won, to be saved, to be redeemed. So Lord, do a work and undertake for the need. We ask these things in the Savior's worthy and most precious name. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.